And right here on NITV Radio, it's that time of the week again to welcome Dan Rennie, NITV's Queensland correspondent with all the latest news from Murray Country. Welcome back to the program, Dan. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Curly. Good to be here. Love our weekly segments.
Too deadly. What's first cab off the rank in terms of news up there in Queensland happening this last week, Dan?
Yeah, well, look, we know Queensland, particularly in the north, can experience some wild weather this time of the year. And, of course, the mob up north, the Bummer mob, in and around Ingham and Townsville, Palm Island, experience the weather phenomenon that's sort of taken over there. A lot of people cut off, a lot of people, especially living in remote areas such as Palm, without power for some days, without being able to leave the island supplies, et cetera. But look, they're a resilient, tough mob. I was up in Woodgill last year, and 8 months on from there, devastating flood. They were still cleaning up, and nobody's kicking cans or resting on their laurels. They just dig in the community there, and if the emergency services can't get in, they just help themselves.
And they have faced really tough times up there. I saw in the news, not only in Townsville, the heavy rains that are still happening this week. And, you know, the ground's already soaked. You know, they were choppering in supplies. And I did hear birthday cakes in some reports to people in Ingham, bros. Yeah.
Yeah, look, mob expect, they expect that kind of weather up there. Probably not this extreme, but they are prepared, which is a good thing. You never want to see, you know, a weather phenomenon come through like that, once in a 100-year storm, they call it, and mob, you know, not being alerted or being aware. So the fact that they are clued on doesn't make it any easier, I suppose, for the cleanup and the loss of your belongings and whatnot. And being isolated is difficult as well, but they're well prepared.
Oh, good. And I do tend to worry also, Dan, to let you know about all those animals up there who, you know, are displaced because of the floods, eh?
Yeah, look, and that was one of the toughest parts about going up to Woodgill and talking to community on the ground there. They had to leave their animals behind, and a lot of these animals are family members, as we know, you know. It's a really tough one, but if you're getting shoppered out, you know, it's the human beings are the priority, and unfortunately, our beautiful little fur babies get left behind sometimes. But yeah, that's it's part and parcel, I suppose, of living in the tropical north, where these weather phenomena are bound to happen.
That's it, Queensland. Beautiful, sunny one day, raining the next day. Eh?
Flooding the next, yes. Also, wanted to touch on the new Queensland Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships. Her name is Fiona Simpson. She's been in and around politics for a very long time. You could call her a veteran, I suppose, of the political sphere here in Queensland, or the zeitgeist in this part of the world. And look, she's a very interesting character. Her portfolio also includes ethnic and women's rights. So look, you know, time will tell. And they say they've got some grand plans for blackfellas up here. One of those include a rent-to-buy scheme on Palm Island. It's well below the home ownership rate in other Aboriginal communities, down to, I think it's 2.5% of the entire population of Palm Island own their own homes, and the rest is all council or housing commission. So there's a rent-to-buy scheme going on there with 99-year leases.